KSL News Time's now 6:29. Let's keep you up to date on the conditions of the roads out there. Triple team traffic, starting with you, Heather Kelly.
Well, we are looking at a pretty good drive overall in the Salt Lake Valley, meaning we don't have a lot of traffic and there are no delays right now. But you do need to keep your speeds well below the speed limit because we still have a lot of icy spots. Northbound I-15 starting around about 114th South all the way up into downtown Salt Lake. You've got lanes that are still a little bit wet, and then it's so cold they've iced over, and that is going to cause some problems if you're going too fast, Eric.
In Utah County, we have a little bit of southbound slowing on I-15 as you move past Center Streets, and just as is the case in Salt Lake County, you've got a lot of spots where it may look safe, but maybe take a few miles off your normal speed because looks can be deceiving this morning. Also, University Avenue just south of 300 South in Provo. That's a little bit slow both directions. Alicia?
Well, it looks like traffic is moving well as you're working your way through Davis County, Kaysville, Farmington area. But I'm watching cameras right now as US 89 meets I-15 in Farmington. And the main road looks like it's fairly clear. Again, could be icy. But then as you're getting on that off-ramp, it's still snow-packed. So plan some time if you're going that direction and definitely slow down. Get the new America First Business Cashback Plus Visa. Pays 2% at the pump plus 1.5% for everything else. Visit americafirst.com/business for details. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.